Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you again for your precious word that calls us into predestined lifestyle, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we were made in your image and likeness, so we the God class, but more than that, you sent your Son so that we can see what the image and likeness is of a Son, so that we can be conformed, transformed by coming home and hearing from you and walking with you, conformed and transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus. Thank you for a wonderful destiny purpose day by day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Romans 8 verse 30 to 34. And those whom he predestined he also called, and those whom he called he also justified. Those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who has raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
Hallelujah. A beautiful portion of scripture. I was just thinking about the verse before, Romans 8:29, that God works to the good for those that he predestined to conform into the image of his Son. And I was thinking, you see, man was God's idea. Let us make man in our image and our likeness. In his image and likeness is all the potential. You're a child of the living God. But we know what happened. The deception came in and people get deceived. And they are taken hold of by the enemy. They're seduced by the enemy to believe lies about themselves. I think the Father sent Jesus, and Jesus showed a wonderful picture of a Son led by the Spirit, being justified, overcoming all situations, and being glorified in those situations as he overcame from a. And this is not just after his death, burial, and resurrection. This was from his birth as a young man, as a babe, as a young man. And so he moved into the godliness, into the image and likeness of a Son. And it's so beautiful to just see in the word here, that's our destiny. We were predestined to be conformed into the image of the Son, the firstborn among many brethren. And more than that, you know, if we were just left to our own ways and that, we would have just gone, carried on in our own ways, building our own house, making our own plans. But that is death, that's separation from God. That's trying to do it on your own, because you're never alone. You're either with God in the kingdom, or you're with the devil and his powers in the kingdom of darkness. So we had to get born again. And so God called us, get born again, to wake up that we've got a wonderful God that is there to shepherd us like a shepherd, to bring us into our predestined calling. It's a predestined purpose and destiny laid up for each and every one. And that calling is the Lord speaking to us. It's the Lord leading us through the Spirit. And then that calling and that leading gets us to be justified. Because as you stay in tune with what the Lord is saying, you overcome. It's like that scripture, you hears my word and does it. He's like a wise man building his house on the rock. The storms come. You see, the leading, the calling is to prepare you to overcome. And then when you got the word and you're obedient to, you overcome. And so you are justified as a child of the living God, born from above. And then justification, just the next step, and that is automatically you glorified, you overcome, you praise the Lord. Hallelujah, my God is for me. Amen. He's not against me, he's for me. He's given us everything in Jesus Christ, and how much more us now that work together with the Lord. That's the key there. Get everything. Amen. Arise and shine. Wake up. Amen. The grace of God is not in vain when you work together with the Lord. So beautiful that. And then we have come out of condemnation. You know, the Jesus is ruling and reigning, and those that don't submit to him and that have written themselves off, you have submitted to him. So he's not there to condemn. He's interceding for you. He's leading you into all the good things. Why? Because you were predestined as a brother or a sister of the Most High, and he's now just there calling you to justify you, to glorify you, to let you shine as a light in this crooked and perverse generation. So work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Take hold of what the Lord is saying. Hold on to the words, and as it says so beautifully, you shine like lights in this crooked and perverse generation. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.